This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation is celebrating its 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Modi described the chanting of Vande Mataram at the Red Fort as a historic moment. He noted that the nation is moving forward with great zeal and new resolutions.
आजादी के बाद 15 अगस्त लाल किले पर पहली बार वंदे मातरम गूंज रहा है। आज जब हम देश के लोग वंदे मातरम के 150 वर्ष मना रहे हैं तो इससे बड़ा उत्तम अवसर क्या हो सकता है। पिछले दिनों देश के कुछ हिस्सों में बाढ़ का प्रकोप रहा, भूस्खलन का प्रकोप रहा, अनेक परिवार प्रभावित हुए, उनके दुख दर्द को हम भली भांति अनुभव करते हैं। पीड़ित परिवारों को मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि हम और पूरा देश उनके साथ खड़े हैं।
Prime Minister Modi said that over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country, with their determination and dedication, made every possible effort to take the country to new heights. Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examinations. He said this is a revolutionary step towards making quality education accessible to everyone, led by top teachers. He said this will save thousands of crore rupees of middle-class families in coaching classes.
विभिन्न परीक्षाओं की फ्री ऑनलाइन कोचिंग हमने करने का निर्णय किया है। डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है, हमारे पास उत्तम टैलेंट है, टीचर्स है, उन संसाधनों को जोड़ करके हम देश के नौजवानों को फ्री कोचिंग देने का एक पूरा नेटवर्क हम खड़ा करने वाले हैं।
The Prime Minister highlighted the government's focus on critical minerals, saying, "The modern technology depends entirely on critical minerals, and India is actively working to secure its position in this sector." He said India has launched the National Critical Minerals Mission and announced the Critical Mineral Corridor. Prime Minister Modi said that India has successfully overcome several unprecedented crises while progressing towards the goal of a developed nation by 2047. He recalled the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia. The Prime Minister said every nation around the world has turned towards managing and safeguarding its own interests. But unfortunately, during this period of crisis, some nations have played the game of weaponizing resources to flaunt their dominance, be it petrol, diesel and fertilizers.
Dunia. अपने पास जो कुछ भी है उसको वेपनाइज करने में लगी है। रिसोर्स का वेपनाइज, पेट्रोल, डीजल, फर्टिलाइजर, दवाइयां, टेक्नोलॉजी की चीप, इतना ही नहीं भूभाग को भी वेपनाइज किया जा रहा है। और ऐसे समय अगर हम आत्मनिर्भरते मंत्र को लेकर 10 साल सही दिशा में न चले होते तो हम कल्पना कर सकते हैं कि ऐसी चुनौतियों का मजबूती से मुकाबला कैसे कर। और हमारी तैयारियां निरंतर बढ़ती जा रही है।
रिपोर्ट्स ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंस डे सेलिब्रेशन सपोर्टिंग इन from states and union territories. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 80th Independence Day was celebrated across the union territory with patriotic fervor and enthusiasm. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah unfurled the national flag at the Bakshi Stadium and took the salute at the ceremonial parade. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said the situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir was regrettable. He said that after 8 years of independence, the decision to be a part of India has proved to be right. Along with the rest of the nation, Assam today celebrated the 80th Independence Day with enthusiasm. At the state-level function held at Kanpada in Guwahati, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma hoisted the national flag. At least 20 people were killed after a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off Indonesia's Flores region early today, collapsing buildings, triggering landslides and causing widespread panic. 6 people were injured and 2 remained missing. The quake prompted a tsunami warning that was later lifted after monitoring showed no significant sea level changes. Power outages and communication disruptions hampered rescue and damage assessments. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall today at places over Arunachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Parts of Northeast India, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.